East London shows the way. Strikes are how to fight for state education. James Ivins. East London Socialist Party 2 strikes in Newham. East London have the future of publicly owned and run education at their heart. What's more, the mini strike wave which has followed them in surrounding boroughs shows the potential for wider action. The action against forced expansion of Little Alford School rages on. Its 7th and 8th strike days on August 9th December again counted dozens of pickets. This is despite multiple year groups and staff members isolating due to rampant COVID cases. The strikers' mood is dogged and participation remains firm. In fact, the school's National Education Union, NEU, group has grown from 60 to 75. Too many students, too few staff, and yet more disruptive building plans are the reasons for this dispute. But its political crux is privatization. With expeditious strikes in 2018-19, Newham NEU defeated most attempts to turn more local state schools into state-funded, privately run academies. Under huge pressure, the local Labour Council even reluctantly agreed it would formally oppose academisation. Newham needs new schools. Meanwhile, Labour's own gentrification policies in London had funneled working-class families into localities with insufficient school places. What Newham needs is new schools to take the pressure off. However, the Tory Liberal Central Government's Education Act 2011 introduced academy/free school presumption. This meant local government could only build new community schools, owned and run by the council, if they received no viable pitch for a privately run school. The final arbiter? The Tory Education Secretary. In 2015, the Tories updated the presumption clause to free schools only. Free schools are simply new academies which anyone can set up. Like all academies, they are free from national union agreements on pay and conditions, the national curriculum, and even the need for qualified teachers. So now Newham is saying the only solution to the problem it has created is an under-resourced school expansion, or a free school. In fact, it could fully resource staffing and student places by using its vast reserves and borrowing powers, and demanding the money back from the U-turn Tories. With some creativity and backing for the NEU's campaign, it might even find a way round free school presumption. In the meantime, the dangers of free schools are underlined by the ongoing dispute at London Design and Engineering UTC, on a University of East London campus. It's a university technical college, a secondary age free school focused on STEM subjects. The vicious School Management Act NEU rep Sharon Morgan, for the crime of asking questions about covered safety. A judge even decided in her favor, but such rulings are not binding. Staff and students work in cramped facilities. Like in all schools, workload is increasing, while staff numbers fall. One striker told us the time between bells to change classrooms has been cut completely, periods end and begin simultaneously. Are teachers expected to teleport? Turnover is high. Conditions are unbearable. This is sweated education, and it's the future the Tories want for school workers and working class students. Nonetheless, the brave core of strikers have rattled bosses, stood at the windswept dockside gate on 6 days this year. Management attempts to intimidate pickets and keep students away show this. Both these local strikes are fighting aspects of a national problem, free school presumption. They are also angry and worried about coronavirus safety, falling pay and rising workloads, national problems too. Socialist lead led by Socialist Party member Louise Cafaro, Newham NEU has shown the mood is there to fight, if leaders are willing to lead. And that mood is contagious. In Hackney, members at a Special Educational Needs and Disability (SEND) institution, the Independent Leeway School, walked out on August 9 December. New members are demanding better pay and sick leave, see article below. Next door Tower Hamlets NEU called a strike of SEND educators on the 9th of December. The Labour Council is proposing redundancies in the Support for Learning service. Havering Sixth Form College struck on the 10th of December for safer covered measures. All the students are in every day. Outside London, Kingsway Primary in Wirral, Merseyside struck for covered safety the same day. With or without a national lead, schools have no way forward but to fight. They must not be left to fight alone. The national leadership of the NU needs to learn from East London, and have the confidence, to build ballots on industrial action nationally.